Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to Absolute Truth, absolutely the LWIM podcast. This is your host, Gio. I am the youth leader for LWIM. Very happy, very pleased to have you join us again on the ship of truth. Here, we try to promulgate, disseminate truth in a world full of uncertainty, absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty. Thank you for joining us. I would only ask you and implore you to share these podcasts with your friends, with your family members, co-pupils, and others, so that they too can also know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. This is a great evangelistic tool as we deal with relevant topics on this podcast, which seek to have us arrive at the truth, to make sure that we are not following the secular world's trends, and that we are sharply following and quickly following steadfastly in the foots of our master, Jesus Christ. So thank you once again for downloading these podcasts. You can find this on our website, lwim.org, lwim.org, and also through the iTunes store. I was researching especially this issue of the rotten condition of our public school system, how it is that many of your compatriots, maybe you might be part of this group, whose literacy rate is not all that high. As a matter of fact, we're finding now, and the statistics are showing, that U.S. students are ranking very low as it pertains to things that they have learned, intelligence, compared to other countries. And for example, the literacy rate among many high school seniors once they graduate is very low. We're talking about 30 to 40%. Even worse, if they can read, it's at more or less a third grade reading level. How can something which is so basic as reading, comprehension, understanding what you are reading, critical thinking, be so low in our list of priorities? Could it be that we have given our attention to things which are unimportant, which are trivial? Maybe we were too worried about what Beyonce was going to perform during the Super Bowl halftime show. Maybe we were too worried about what the celebrities or the musicians or artists were going to wear during the Grammys. Maybe we were too worried about what's going on with Kim Kardashian and the rest of the Kardashian clan, instead of actually being worried for our own growth, our own education, our own spiritual growth. We're worried about other things that are not important, and we're giving our attention to those things instead of actually educating ourselves. This is in sharp contrast to the founding of the nation. As a matter of fact, you'll find, and I ask for you to look this up, the New England Primer. When we look back at the founding of the nation, especially in the colonies in the United States, you'll find that the literacy rate was 97%. 97%. That is amazing. But do you know, and this is something that your history books will omit because, of course, we have a public school system that is anti-God, anti-Christian. Do you know that part of the way, or one of the reasons why people were so literate in the beginning of our country, the founding of our country, was because they used the Bible in order to educate students, in order to learn the alphabet? One of the things that the New England Primer, and I ask you to look this up, look it up, the New England Primer would teach children their ABCs and at the same time to correlate that with a biblical truth. For example, when you were studying the letter A, it corresponded with Adam and original sin. These are the things that are removed from the truth. These are the things that are removed from our public squares because there are those elites who would have at it, who would stop at nothing to eliminate, throw out God from among the public sphere. And I need you to ask yourself today, as a young person, what are you doing to counteract this? Some people might shrug off my question, saying, Gio, I'm young. And of course, in their immaturity, they will underestimate the time that they have left on this earth. No one guarantees your tomorrow. No one guarantees that you're going to live to see 80, 90 years old. You might die tonight in a car accident. Somebody might say that example has been used so many times. Well, it's the truth. You drive around the cities and you see the crosses hanging from tree limbs or on sidewalks. Here died so-and-so at the age of 17, 18 because of a drunk driving incident. And then you hear on the news, young kids being murdered on a daily basis in areas like Chicago. I mean, we can talk about gun control and the fallacy of gun control, but anyways, look at this stuff that's going on in our country right now. This is stuff that your teachers are not going to inform you of. Why? Because they want to turn your brain into mush. There is a struggle for your heart, for your mind, and if you think that this is something that I'm speaking out of paranoia, Man, I have many more examples to give to you. These are things that we are covering on a Friday by Friday basis, and I hope that you will show up and you will learn these things directly from history's knowledge. Because there are men, including individuals like Horace Mann and others, John Dewey, who directly affected and infected the public school system with their sinister and diabolical ideology. And the whole task here was to try to get young kids, their minds, away from their parents and under the guise of the state, what they call the almighty state. The government runs public education, if you think about it. In the beginning, it wasn't so. As a matter of fact, if you would have proposed this to the colonialists, they would have thought that you were nuts. Why? Because mom would educate the kids while dad was out working in the fields all day, providing for his family. This was what was common at our founding. As a matter of fact, when dad came in after a long day of work, a long day laboring out in the fields or whatever it was that dad did, the first thing that would happen is mom would have a hot meal ready for the entire family after having educated the children during the daytime. And they would sit down, have a meal, and then have open Bible readings. One of our founders goes on to say that it was the beautiful sound of music to listen to or go through towns and listen to families, entire families, gathering around the Bible and singing psalms unto the Lord. What a difference it is from today, where what you hear being blasted from radios or from houses, apartments, and even playing in kids' iPods through their earphones is music that denigrates women, music that underscores and glorifies drug use, abuse, violence, crime, and it also glorifies the dishonoring of our parents, of our progenitors. This is a huge difference. And I ask you, where are you at? This is a personal question. Where are you at? Does this describe you? Are you a person who spends most of their time on the internet, participating in things that are trivial, trying to find out what the latest fad is? Well, you need to step out of the gutter. You need to step out from your mindset and get in the game, if you will. Read books. Some might say that's extremely boring. You know, I used to think the same thing about opera. When I was young and immature, I would say opera absolutely sucks. But then, being a musician, as I started listening more and more intently to that music, I said to myself, the level, the quality of musicianship here is amazing. It's astounding how they can, these 40, 30, 50, 60, maybe even 100-piece orchestras can sound so in unison when they play their music, and such beautiful melodies, bridges, and the constant crescendos and the silences and all of these things. And I said to myself, you know, there's something to this. And then when I began to compare that with the modern day music industry and the garbage that they put out, you say to yourself, I don't want that junk food anymore. That stuff is garbage. This is the real deal. I want this. The same thing is going to happen when you start acquiring knowledge. It says, the Bible, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Pretty interesting, isn't it? I'll read it once again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. I certainly don't want to be a fool. I don't want to be ignorant. I want to educate myself so that I can live above and beyond the cultural influence. Paul tells us, Romans 12, 1 and 2, that we should not submit ourselves to the ideologies, to the secular world, but rather we should allow the renewing of our mind through the scriptures. That is the entire benefit here. Living in a godly manner, the way that God wants us to live, so that we may enjoy life, at least a piece of it in this life, life in abundance, versus living like the world lives in a constant spiral of perdition and of death. I invite you to change your outlook and to change everything in your life. Shut off the computer, shut off the iPod. Stop texting your friends all day long. Read a good book. I recommend one for you, the Bible. It's right in front of you. It's collecting dust. Pick it up, begin reading by John, and then read on through and do it consistently. And you will come back and tell me and others what a great benefit this has truly been. That is all the time I have left for this podcast. I thank you for joining me and in the dissemination of truth. That's what we do here. Couldn't be simpler. But at the same time, it's also a task to cut through the worldly clutter in order to get the truth out. And that's what we strive to do in LWIM. Not only to give you the truth, so that you may be an informed person, but that also you may enjoy the freedom which comes affixed to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. This has been Gio, and until the next occasion, may the Lord shine his face upon you.